USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Saying he was frustrated in a deadlock for coronavirus relief between the Republicans and Democrats, President Donald Trump signed a series of executive orders that will bypass Congress for coronavirus relief, including $400 each week for enhanced unemployment benefits, student loan deferrals, and eviction protections.
I'm taking executive action. We've had it. Democrats are actively blocking the things that we want, and what we want is good for people.
Another executive order would temporarily defer payroll tax for those earning less than $100,000 per year.
This will mean bigger paychecks for working families.
Measures relating to taxes and spending typically require legislative action by Congress. The president's executive actions also seek to extend a moratorium on student loan payments and consider ways to halt evictions and foreclosures. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been on this Balance of Nature for quite some time now. I know that what you put in your body is critical to your health. I listen to AM radio out of Dallas, and you have these people on there witnessing about the differences made in their life. Now, all these people aren't lying about this. I hadn't even had as much as a cold since I've been taking this, and I'm telling you, my energy level has increased unbelievable. So I'm impressed with it.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Afghanistan agreed to release 400 Taliban prisoners, raising hopes that peace talks between the government and the Taliban can finally begin following a peace deal the insurgents signed with the Trump administration earlier this year. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani said he would sign the decree after the meeting of Council of Elders approving the demand to release the prisoners in order to prevent the obstruction, to start the peace talks, to stop bloodshed, and for the goodwill of the people. A magnitude 5.1 earthquake was felt this morning near Sparta, North Carolina, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. The earthquake, which was reported at 8:07 a.m., was the strongest in the state's history. The epicenter was approximately 37 miles from Boone, North Carolina, and 46 miles from Lenoir, North Carolina. At least 45,000 people have reported feeling the quake as of 10 a.m. this morning. Early reports did not indicate any major injuries or widespread damage. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
In these days of political correctness, NASA is joining the ever-growing list of organizations and companies re-examining its naming system, removing names that are insensitive and harmful from its vocabulary. Aunt Jemima, the Chicks, Lady A, Mrs. Butterworths, and the Washington Football Team, and now Celestial Objects are undergoing a rebrand. Eskimo Nebula and the Siamese Twins Galaxies are just two examples of nicknames that will be retired, according to the space agency. Many indigenous people consider Eskimo as a derogatory term because of non-native colonizers using it to mean eater of raw meat, meaning barbarism. In June, Dreyer's Ice Cream dropped the name Eskimo Pie after nearly 100 years. Reality television star Simon Cowell has been scheduled for surgery after breaking his back at his California home. Cowell fell while testing an electric bike in Malibu. The television personality initially has been doing fine under observation. Beginning his career as a record producer in the 80s and 90s, Cowell rose to fame in early 2000s as the cranky judge on American Idol. He became a household name with his often blunt and harsh commentary to contestants of the reality series. The judge has gone on to participate and produce similarly formatted reality shows such as The X Factor and America's Got Talent. He's also been credited with the success of numerous musical artists over the last two decades, including Fifth Harmony and One Direction. Thanks for spending part of your weekend with us. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.